The time of darkness is descending, an age when the dark shall eclipse light, so that men will perhaps call it the Age of Darkness.
Darkness, everybody! Everyone! Darkness is spreading! Darkness, everybody!
Like randomly beeps like every few hours or something like that. I don't know.
What is that beeping?
That was my smoke detector. It just went off like one day. This is like months ago, and ever since then, shit just started randomly beeping occasionally.
You hear that, people? Hit on the darkness. Cody could have burned out his house.
Yeah.
If he ever dies, we all know why.
I want to burn down my house because fucking smoke detector's been annoying the hell out of me like the past few months.
Then change it, man. You're not that short.
I'm not that short. I have boxes. Got a ladder right here, too, so I can make that shit happen. Just haven't made it happen yet. I don't know why, but hey.
If you burn your house down and you die in a fire,
mm-hmm.
Man, I don't know what P1 going to do without you.
I don't know what he's going to do without me, neither.
Yeah. I mean, I guess he will just get fired up. Maybe Wayne trying to get rid of you.
Oh, my God. This motherfucker sabotaged my smoke alarm. Son of a bitch.
He said, I'm going to bring the real fire up here.
Oh, motherfucker Wayne. God damn it. I should have known.
Oh, yeah, people will hear the darkness. Episode number 57.
Oh, there we go.
57. There we go.
Yes.
Yes, is here by January. We're going to have a chilled episode, a kind of laid back episode.
Oh, okay.
January.
I like the sound of that. I like chill. I like laid back. Yeah. Fits me. Fits you sometimes, I guess. I don't know.
It's just that there's not a lot of stuff happening in January, you know. Well, everything's new. Everybody got their fresh start, so.
That's true. Well, it happened this past Sunday for me, I can tell you that. I don't remember half of it, but yeah. So yeah, there's that. Apparently, I recorded with P1, but I don't remember that at all.
Were you at his house?
No, I was on Skype. I was at my buddy's house at the time and recorded there, and I don't remember shit because, buddy had a little get together. I guess I early started drinking, so, Shit got kind of crazy.
So you don't even remember recording and sitting there with a laptop?
No, and apparently I said a lot in that podcast, so.
Wow.
When I listen to it on Thursday, I'll have fresh ears just like the people out there. So.
Oh, awesome. We can't wait to hear this.
Oh, boy. Yeah, but apparently I wasn't the only one having fun this weekend at CGI. I saw those pictures.
What pictures?
I saw those pictures on Facebook.
What are you talking about, sir? I was at home.
Oh, really?
Reading a book.
Really? I was like, I was on Facebook, man. I was running and scrolling down. I see this black man. Cheating his ass off. Happy as can be. I'm like, man, who is that? Who is that right there? I look a little closer. Like, oh, shit, that's CJ. Man, I never seen that motherfucker so happy ever. Like, why is he so happy? And my eyes slowly shift to the right. And, yep, what do you know? It's a blonde white woman. I was like,
that's a woman. That's a woman.
Like, goddamn. Picture perfect.
I tried enough to make it, you know, not that it's just a blonde white woman. Mm-hmm. You know, she's a woman, you know.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Yeah.
All right, CJ. Really, just a woman. I never seen any other woman make cheese so goddamn much. So she cheese. Ain't just a woman.
I cheese for black women as well.
Shut up. Shut the fuck up. No, you don't.
Where's some black women in my photos?
You know, fuck, I'm looking right now. I was scrolling through your goddamn photos. Look.
Yeah, people, while he's trying to find some blackness,
nope.
Some darkness.
Right there. Nope.
This past week, I lived in Ohio for a long time. and there was a Sugar Bowl that was going on, Ohio versus Oregon, and man, I have never watched an Ohio State game.
Choosing the pictures of Wayne, man. So he's like best friends. Look at that shit. Look at this.
Wayne doesn't have a tight pussy.
Damn! Wow.
He doesn't. That's the truth, though. If it was tight, I'll smile for him, too.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, boy. But, yeah, so I went out for my first time to watch the game, and, you know, Ohio State actually won the first game that I ever watched. I actually watched it from start to end because, you know me, I don't give a shit about sports or football.
Right on.
Anytime. So, I was enjoying myself. We had a lot of beers and shots and everything like
that. Yeah, I've noticed that among the greater podcasting world, sports is pretty much sacrilege.
Yeah.
Just what I gathered. I'm a sports head, but...
But the good thing is, I was just happy that I didn't live in Columbus this year, because since they won, there were some riots going on.
Oh. You just can't keep that fucking cool when the team wins, I swear.
Yeah, yeah.
It's fucking ridiculous. I remember a similar situation happened out here. I live in LA when the Lakers won. It was like 4 years back. No, 5 years back. Fucking people were going insane. Fucking turning cars over and shit. I'm like, dude, how the fuck is this celebrating? Makes no sense. We're getting drunk, throwing beer bottles everywhere, crashing stores and all that. I'm like, this is not fucking celebrating. This is fucking buffoonery. It's horrible.
Yeah, I know. And there was a bunch of, definitely more white kids. Because, you know, like OSU is a big college town. So there was a bunch of white kids there. And they were rioting. They had to get the cops. They were spraying people with pepper spray. You know, they got pretty wild because they won. So I'm glad my black ass was at home so I didn't have to be one of the deaf. Because I know I probably would have been out down there in Columbus with another person. I mean, she may or may not have been blonde hair, blue eyes.
Okay. We'll roll with that. Okay.
She may be a brunette with blue eyes. If anything.
Yes, that's your second preference.
No. I love all the
sisters. No, shut the fuck up.
I do. The thing is, it's just a rarity. You know, it's a rarity to find a geeky black girl. Like, they're out there, but they're just so small in between to find them.
I'm just ready for you to find a black girl you like, period, CJ.
Oh, no.
And not run away from.
Oh, not run away from. I don't know what you mean by that either.
Oh, okay.
I digress.
4.5 years, CJ.
Four and a half years.
You just forget all of a sudden?
Yeah, I forget something that never happens.
Yeah.
That's how that works.
Okay, that's your way of interpreting it. Okay, I see.
It's my way. I can't wait to prove you. In about 14 years, I'll prove you.
Ah, 14 years.
I was right.
Oh, man.
There's no point trying to prove you guys right now, but 14 years, definitely. Hey, definitely.
The proof is already out there, my friend.
It ain't out there at all.
It ain't out there.
Anyway, I can't wait, man. That could be the season finale, or if the site ever goes down, that's how I'm going to end it.
I would love that. That would be epic. That would be fucking epic.
I will let you guys know that I destroyed somebody else's life just to make y'all, just to get an answer for you guys.
You already destroyed your life. What are you talking about destroying your life then? When you walked out that damn door, you destroyed her, that little child's life.
Oh, man. Now, her mom naming her that destroyed her life.
Well, yeah, that was part of it. And so it didn't help.
But, yeah. So, you know, the game was great. You know, just out there drinking, enjoying the OSU. So, whoop, they won. Mm-hmm. I don't give a shit. And then it just had me thinking about all these other sports movies that are coming out this year, or at least in January and February. You got one with Kevin Costner.
He's in another one?
Yeah, he's in one. It's called something USA, like Farland USA.
Damn, this dude, he had one last year with fucking Draft Day. Now he's in another one? I guess he's the go-to guy.
People love their sports movies. What's up with that?
I don't know something either. I'm not a huge fan of sports movies, but hey, never floats their boat.
Yeah. I'm not even a huge fan of movies this month anyway.
Well, yeah, it's January now, so naturally.
Golly, January. I mean, we got nothing. I mean, the only thing we have out is Selma. You know, that's decent. Oh, but that's what happened this past weekend. That's what I want to talk about. The Golden Globes.
Man, I totally forgot. I was, man, if I was in like a million other places, man. I totally forgot the Golden Globes were on this weekend.
And don't worry, we can totally bring up the winners of the Golden Globes. So we have all that. But yeah, the Golden Globes this weekend, I don't even know. I swear I didn't see any marketing for it. Granted, I don't have television, so, and then I have ad blockers on, so I probably wouldn't know.
Well, yeah, and you're also chasing after a blonde ass, so yeah, there's also that.
I'm going after my older golden. Go to the idol.
You don't go in the gloves.
I'm not that bad. Oh,
okay. All right. See, okay. Like I said, look at these pictures, man. The only pictures you look happy in are the one with the blonde white woman and or just a white woman with brunette hair, but especially the ones with the blondies. Smiling, teeth gleaming.
Anyway, the 72 annual Golden Globe Awards of 2015.
This picture right here, goddamn.
You mind if we go through that?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm paying attention to other shit right now. But yeah, go ahead. I'll come multitask.
So for best drama for motion picture, they have Boyhood. Boyhood was a movie that, you know.
I figured that.
Yeah, I didn't see it. Have you seen it?
I have not, unfortunately, yet.
I'm kind of dreading to see it now because I really didn't really care to see it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you start hearing all these other people, you know, sucking the bullet. Oh, I shouldn't even say sucking the boyhood dick, but I guess sucking this boy dick.
Really?
I'm sorry, Z. I'm sorry.
See, I like boys. I like the women, dude.
Yeah, he does like. Yeah, he does like. I won't even decide that. He only like underage girls.
Girls, that's
his. I heard they were going to call this movie 12 Years, but since 12 Years a Slave came out.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah.
Yeah, they couldn't call it 12 Years. But that would have been great marketing for 12 Years a Slave. He's a boy being raised for 10 years to a man to escape his slaves.
The fuck?
So, I haven't seen it. Yeah, you haven't seen it. P1 saw it, I'm pretty sure.
Look at this shit right here. You're blowing bubbles and shit. You're just happy as fuck.
Jesus Christ.
Look at this. That was last year. Yep.
Something that pissed me off this year with the Golden Globe was Best Animated Film. And that was How to Train Your Dragon 2.
Oh, that one?
That one.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't even all that great. I don't know like why they thought to give it to
me. Uh-oh.
What do you mean, uh-oh?
No, P1 does get wind of that. Because he likes that a lot.
He liked it better than Lego Movie.
I'm not sure about that, but I know he did like the movie a lot.
But it ain't better than, well, if he doesn't like it better than Lego Movie, I swear, I felt that Lego Movie should have won.
Right.
He had a better, definitely, it looked great. It was funny. It was entertaining. It was meaningful. You know, the only thing you got from How to Train Your Dragon 2 was, this kid is so ugly that his own mom she'd rather raise monsters to raise this fucking kid. And then you come out to like one of the villains from Milli Vanilli,
mm-hmm,
screaming, swinging around his sword.
What the fuck?
You know, if you don't know what to do with a bad guy, just give him dreads. Make him look a little like Anglo-Saxon and give him dreads. There you go.
There you
can't offend nobody.
I guess not.
And nobody know what that brother is.
That's true. He could be anybody. He could be like some white hippie.
Yeah, but I don't know what were the other nominees for the How to Train for Best Animated. But, yeah, I definitely felt like How to Train Dragon 2 shouldn't have won Best Animated Film. But I'm not voting. Another film that I was happy about was the Best Actor in a Drama Motion Picture was Grand Budapest Hotel.
Okay.
And the Budapest Hotel won Best Musical or Comedy Motion Picture.
Give Mr. Russ Anderson.
Now, what I don't understand is how come they put musical and comedy in the same category?
I don't get that, I guess, because they want to like make another war. They're like cheap or some shit. You know what? Fuck, just bunch this together. It's not making another. That's not going to the trouble making another fucking award. I don't know.
We also have the best screenplay, which was Birdman. Which Birdman. I enjoy Birdman, but I'd rather have Nightcrawler win that.
True that. Actually, Nightcrawler should win every goddamn thing you ask me. But
fuck,
hey,
fuck yeah.
That's just me.
Yeah, when I heard, I think Nightcrawler probably would have won, should have won best. I thought best drama.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, you know, I enjoyed it a lot. I enjoyed it a hell of a lot.
Of course.
So, like I said, I didn't see Whiplash and I didn't see Boyhood. So those are the two that I need to catch up on so I can make a reasonable statement about. Now, some other movies that I didn't see but I heard about, I was kind of complex about them winning, like The Theory of Everything
mm-hmm.
won Best Original Score. So I don't know, did Daft Punk, you know, hijack the Steve Hawkins chair?
Actually, you know that. That's shit. Both of the robots have those voices.
Yeah, yeah. Harder, better, faster. God does not exist. Theory, everything. And then that's pretty much about all the main stuff that we, at least you and I have seen, and we talked about it on the show.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you got other things like Michael Keaton won Best Actor or Best Actor in a Musical or Comedy okay. for Birdman. I didn't even know Birdman was supposed to be a comedy, in a sense, I guess.
Yeah.
It was a dark comedy.
Kind of a dark comedy, yeah.
You know, Nightcrawler really should have won something. At least Nightcrawler should have been
that. Yeah, no love, man.
No love.
No fucking love. Goddamn shame.
It's like if a movie, yeah. The only like top, if a movie came in the top, you know, at the top one, they weren't going to give it to it. Unlike How to Train Dragon 2, which came in, I think that came in number one when it first came out.
Was it? I don't remember.
I don't know. It's like, but I feel like if it become popular, then people are like, oh no, we ain't going to give it to it. We only got to give it to movies that like nobody else saw, but like 20 people.
Yeah, that's how it goes sometimes. I'm glad Kevin Spacey won for Best Actor in TV Series Drama, because he is awesome in House of Cards. So.
Yeah, and then isn't it a new season 2?
Yeah, a few weeks, and I think it was the first week of February. So yeah, man, House of Cards, that's a badass show.
I keep hearing it's a really good show. I need
really good show, man.
I may have to do some binge watching.
Yeah, I would say hop on that, man.
And, you know, J.K. Simmons, he won for Best Supporting Actor in Whiplash. Again, another movie that we need to see.
Yeah, I heard he was great in that, so look forward to watching that at some point.
And everything else was just things that I guess kind of went past my radar.
You went past your radar, you just didn't give a fuck.
Both.
There you go.
But yeah, I really do feel like Nightcrawler was snubbed this year.
Yeah, I don't get it, man. I don't see how people are just overlooking that film, man. I don't get it at all.
Yeah, we should have did our own awards or our own 2000. Well, we got to do our own awards, our top 5, 15.
Yeah, top 10 and all that good shit. Well, I don't know about the Sammy thing. I'm getting into that again. But yeah, we did our own little thing.
I mean, you have anything to say about any of the Globes or anything that happened?
No, I mean, all the stuff is pretty basic. I think it was like obvious wins, pretty much. Yeah. Obviously, the Nightcrawler snubs are disheartening. So, but what the fuck can you do? But everything else, I'm like, eh. Yeah, I pretty much predicted that, so nothing too exciting, at least in my opinion.
Right. Now, I know you got some things to talk about that came out this week.
That came out this week? Do I?
Yeah.
I show you, you know more than I do.
Well, you know, with that whole football game that came on, the Avengers dropped another trade with them.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay, yeah, we're going to talk about that. I'm going to bring that up.
All 5 seconds more. Like,
it was more than 5 seconds. Shut the hell up.
I don't know how much I was drinking when I saw the trailer. I don't even know if I've
been. It's like a completely different trailer. I don't even know.
Oh, really?
How you even confuse that?
I think I looked up and I'm like, wait, I saw this already.
No, I mean, they had similar sequences and like taking place in the same setting, but they're all different scenes, actually.
Ah, here we go now. I got to watch the trailer with
it. Yes, you do, CJ. Come on, ain't that fucking hard? God damn, I don't know what your issue is watching trailers.
You know what? Because as a child, one of the joys that I had in life was watching trailers when I was in the theater.
Uh-huh.
Because I felt like I was a guy who was able to see the future. You know, like, oh, man, this movie coming out that nobody else going to know about before the internet was out.
Uh-huh.
So when you go see the theater and you see a trailer and nobody else that you, you know, nobody else at school have seen the trailer because you're the only person that saw the movie, you know, you feel like you can talk more about it. And you were your own personal hype man for the theater.
So, that's a cool story.
Now that magic is gone.
Yeah, but I guess what? I mean, you ain't a fucking child anymore, goddamn. You run a podcast on a website. Watch this shit.
All right, here we go.
This vulnerable world needs something more powerful than any of us. Everyone creates the thing they dread.
Ultron.
In the flesh. No matter who wins or loses, trouble always comes around.
You meddled with something you don't understand.
We have to replace the world.
Yes, I saw. I did see a still of like some girl dropping a robe, about to hop in the pool.
A lot of people are kind of theorizing that it has something to do with Wakanda. She's Wakandan, apparently.
She was black?
Yes.
The clip I looked, she looked like she was white.
Oh, I don't know. Where the hell you got that from?
She did. Like, I thought it was like an opening to a Miley Cyrus video or something.
What? Really?
Because she had the, like, that little blonde part of the head.
I didn't see any blonde. I thought she had just a straight up bald head. Are we talking about the same sequence?
Yeah, like I saw somebody like had an imposed shot of it. I mean, I can be wrong, but that's an imposed shot of it.
Huh.
And if you get a look at it, the person, it did. I didn't think the person was black. I mean, I know you're light-skinned, so you have a complex of knowing what black people look like. So.
Oh, fuck you. Oh, mom. Wow.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Happy Black History Month, Cody. You know, solidarity.
Jesus Christ, yeah.
Black History.
Solidarity, yeah, son of a bitch. Yeah, anyway.
No, I mean, there was a lot of things happening in that trailer. You see Thor choking, grabbing Tony Stark.
Mm-hmm.
You see the badass fight that you've been waiting for between Iron Man and the Hulkbuster and Iron Man.
It's badass, that is for sure.
Now, it looked like the Hulk made, there are two theories. Either the Hulk is going crazy and Iron Man trying to stop him.
Yes.
Or Iron Man is, you know, he can't control his suit, and the Hulk is trying to stop him.
Well, from what I got from this, it looks like Hulk is going crazy. So,
because, well, there was one scene where, and it was really quick, it looked like Iron Man was going to shoot into a crowd of people, and then the Hulk kind of knocked his hand up.
Oh, you know what? I actually did see that.
Yeah.
I'm wondering, you know, that could go be interpreted in multiple ways. Maybe, because, you know, Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver, they don't start off as, like, good people. I think they're kind of like antagonists in the beginning.
Right.
So maybe they play a part in that, because we're not seeing the whole sequence, obviously. We're just getting little snippets. So I don't know. Maybe there's something else entirely that we don't know about. I don't know. That's a good thing to bring up.
Yeah, somebody on the internet mentioned about the eyes. Like, they thought his eyes were red.
Yeah.
In the scene. Okay, now I'm looking at it. I'm looking at the photo. And okay, you know, it is kind of black. It does look like a black. It's just like the back part of the head.
Yeah, it's just for the light shining, man. God damn.
You mean light shining?
I don't know. Where can you get this blonde shit from?
I don't know. It looked like it was. I thought it was like a blonde ponytail or something.
Oh, okay. I didn't see that at all. But
it is. It's definitely a black person.
Yes, it is.
By the looks of it, it may be a black male. I don't.
Dude, that's a female.
That's a female.
Yes.
All right. Yeah, it could be. Yeah. Yeah. Why would it show a back fold like that?
Yeah. Exactly.
Are you getting a little turned on by it, Cody?
Actually, no, I don't. But I don't think any male would be disrobing like that.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Who knows how, you know, Wakanda is a pretty advanced city.
Right.
So they probably have a lot of, like, flamboyant guys out there. You know, like, ooh, welcome to Wakanda. We do nice fashion.
Got a bunch of Xerxes walking around.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, a lot of people, you know, you see pictures of Wakanda. You know, some people believe that they're going to take place in Wakanda.
Yeah. Yeah, because they filmed some of this in South Africa. And naturally, if you know how Ultron's story goes, he gets vibranium. Where's vibranium from? Wakanda. So it only makes sense.
Now, I wonder, Ant-Man comes out before Avengers or vice versa.
Ant-Man comes out after.
Ant-Man coming out. Okay. So I guess something that we're going to see in the Ant-Man movie. Well, in the original Ant-Man, Hank Pym went to Wakanda to help get the vibranium to take on, you know, to build his suit. Oh, no, to build Ultron. So I don't know, will the Ant-Man and Wakanda have anything to do with one another?
Beyond me, man, I don't know. I don't think it will, but like I said, I could be wrong. I don't know where the hell they're going with this, because obviously it's not verbatim with the comic books, because, you know,
right.
Hank Pym created Ultron, and the movie it's Bruce Banner. And actually, I read a blurb. This technology comes from Chitauri remnants from that battle.
Huh.
Yeah, so that's why I read a blurb about that, so I don't know how true that is or not, but I think that's an interesting route to go with it. Because Ultron is like a super advanced AI, so I don't know.
So he part Chitauri, part.
I don't know, man. Like, a lot of things about this movie is a mystery still. Even like Vision, we haven't even seen Vision yet. We know he's in the movie, and I think in this film he's a product of Tony Stark and Bruce Banner together. And so I don't know if Ultron's going to take him over at some point, or if Vision's going to help him out the entirety of the movie. And obviously going to help him out at some point, because he is a hero in the end. But yeah, so I'm interested to see where they go with this, man.
Alright.
Yeah. That's the cool thing about the trailer, because it's a long trailer, but you still don't know what the hell is going on.
Yeah, you still don't know.
Yeah, we got plenty of footage, but I haven't got a fucking clue what's going on in this movie.
Got people getting surgery worked on them.
Mm-hmm.
Got robots walking around. You got Nick Fury looking like Martin. You know, all Cat Daddy.
It actually does. Oh, man. Hey, that's the other thing about Nick Fury, man. Right? Yeah, because he's supposed to be on a run. So how is he playing this exactly? So, a lot of interesting things, man. A lot of interesting things to talk about.
Yeah, May 1st.
May 1st, man. I can't wait. I'm ready. So ready. So it's better than that. I don't know if you get a chance to see the Ant-Man trailer, CJ?
I did see the Ant-Man trailer.
Okay, what you think about that?
It was just a trailer for Ant-Man.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean,
a lot of people feel let down.
Yeah, I mean, it's the first trailer. I mean, I kind of have a problem with it. I thought it was a bit too dramatic and try to make it all epic and shit. And then they try to incorporate jokes in there and I was poking fun at the name and the whole concept of Ant-Man itself. And it just quite jive together as a trailer, but right. I don't know, maybe it was just cut together badly. I don't know, the whole movie's going to be like that. I don't know. It's just a trailer, so. But I thought it was decent, so.
Yeah. I'm a little worried about it just because, you know, they changed directors in the middle of it.
Oh, yeah, I'm still very hesitant about it. But, like, that's the most skeptical movie, most kind of movie I'm skeptical about, so. Definitely.
And then, like I said, a lot of people did feel locked down with this trailer. So they felt like, they don't feel excited. They don't, I should say. After seeing Avengers,
How could you? Yeah, I've seen that.
Right.
Because, this was released like, only a week apart? Yeah, Ant-Man tried to come out last week. Yeah, and then they released this one. Like, yeah. It's like, no contest at all. None.
Yeah, so that's some great stuff. DC, what's going on with you?
Hey, man. Huh? Apparently, I got that Batman vs. Superman trailer coming out next month, so we'll see.
Next month.
We'll see what they bring to the bet. Apparently, I said DC has a plan on this past podcast, but I don't remember saying that. But hey, don't mind that, folks. That's just me talking out of my ass. So, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, so those are two big trailers that came out this week.
Yes, indeed, CJ.
Even though we saw them earlier, they just kind of redone them. Disney just saying, hey, don't forget about us.
No, we ain't going to forget, that's for sure. I'm not going to forget about those Marvel boys. But CJ, you know what else people won't forget about?
What's that?
This story right here I'm about to send to you.
All right.
If I press the enter button, right? Send, bitch. There you go. Hey, you get that, my friend?
That's it. That's it.
All right. Okay, man. We haven't talked about weird shit in a while, so I thought we'd get back into that.
Okay. I know we've been too busy having topics and all that.
Yeah, all right. Well, yeah, topics and talking about movies and shit. But yeah, let's branch off a little bit right here. Let's talk about a mother getting in the way of some food, or her son getting in the way of her food, rather. See, I don't know how it is in your household, my friend, but if you get in the way of somebody's food, do they get pissed off at all?
Yeah, I guess a little bit, but not to this extent. I have never been abused over food.
I
think that bad. I have been abused. One day,
please.
Mama Bear, the thing that's sacred to her is having her Pepsi. You don't touch Mama Bear Pepsi.
Mm-hmm.
And one day my sister decided it was a good idea to drink like half of her Pepsi. Then she thought it was a better idea to fill up the Pepsi with water because it wouldn't make it look like it did. Yeah. So Mama Bear come home from a long day of work. All she really wants to eat her food and have her Pepsi. She gets her Pepsi and drink it. Spits it out. She needs to ask who did it. She just got the belt and just went to town. Me, my sister, and the dog. We all just got beat.
Yeah, I couldn't blame her, man. Hard day of work. You don't want to deal with bullshit. When you come home to a water and fucking Pepsi.
I'm telling you, all three of us got beat. Oh man, fun times! I tell you.
Oh wow, yeah, see, this was a bit different. This story was a bit different. so yeah, this this comes from Dayton, Ohio, of all places.
Oh,
goddamn, CJ, your state, man.
I'm not even from here.
No, it's your state, man. I don't give a damn if you're from there.
I'm just resigning here. That's all.
That is your state, CJ. Yeah, man. Basically, the gist of the story. A mother of this 15-year-old son of hers, she got mad because her son ate 4 pork chops. And they don't even say if they were hurt pork chops. that's not stated clearly. I don't know whose pork chops it is. I don't know if it belongs to her, her sister, her brother, dude down the corner. I don't know. It didn't say 4 pork chops. So that right there is a bit of a mystery.
Okay.
And the biggest fucked up part is about it is that she threw a series of kitchen knives at his face over this shit. At his face.
Mama, I'm going to eat your pork chops.
I'll be eating my pork chops.
Mama, I ate 4 pork chops. And you ain't got nothing left.
Oh, hell no, I'm going to throw my knives at you.
I'm pretty sure that's the drum reenactment to a T.
To be fair, and she did say she was drunk, but still, man, that this shit is inexcusable. This is inexcusable.
I know, he shouldn't have ate her pork chop.
That's what she gathered from, CJ?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you look at this picture here, man, she does like the kind of lady that would get mad at some shit like this.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah. I mean,
they always got that fur coat kind of jacket. Yes, so
yes.
Don't eat her pork chops, all right?
Yeah, say those.
No knives.
Away from her pork chops, man. Just don't do it. Jesus Christ.
And also, people, if you made it this far, just to let you know, there, if you look at our friends at Threading and Dreading, they have a YouTube, The Projectionist. He has a podcast called Threading and Dreading that he posts on YouTube. I think come out bi-weekly.
Mm-hmm.
I was on his past show. Him and his lovely girlfriend, Kim. They didn't have any of the other crew because everybody else was sick. He lives in Denver. So I don't know. What do you know about Denver, Cody?
I know they have good beer out there.
Do they?
Yes, they do.
Okay, then that's more than what I know about Denver. So, yeah. So, you know, I was on that podcast. We recorded a lot of, I had to watch. You know how hard it is to get me to watch trailers anyway. So I had to watch 7 trailers with him.
Oh, my God. You survived that?
Yeah. Yeah. Jeez. And it was all January trailers.
Oh, Jesus.
We even talked about that Lifetime movie coming out with Jennifer Lopez.
Oh,
in P1.
It really does look like a Lifetime movie.
The Lifetime is what made her career. After she made Enough, they were like, we can put women on that kill men and beat them up after they beat us? Okay, awesome.
I remember that bullshit movie. Yeah,
yeah, my God. Yeah. So, I mean, like, come on now. P1 got to love this movie. He get to see his girl naked. He get to imagine that's him.
Yep.
Even you, too. You're like, you're the same age as the dude in the movie, right? 16.
And okay, suits me. All right.
16. I'm rolling with that. Teacher.
I'm like, damn, dude's my age.
There you go. He was, now, projection, he did go on a rant that you guys can listen to on the show, but I'll give you a quick synopsis of his rant. He was talking about how come in the movie, she's the adult that has sex with this guy who was either 17 or 18.
Wait, is that dude really supposed to be 17 or 18?
He's supposed to be in high school.
Okay, that is complete bullshit.
Now, there may be some kind of reveal where, I don't know, he's faking his age.
Yeah, because they just put him in those 2021 Jump Street movies. Everybody call him out looking old as shit because it's the same thing with this dude. Hey, no way in hell.
He's supposed to be in high school because, you know, him and the son, or her son and him are in the same class. Oh.
Fucking bullshit. And he,
I don't know. So I guess we got to wait till P1 see the movie.
Yeah, Ryan Gosman. Oh, yeah. Bullshit. No way in hell someone was taking him for a high schooler.
He's. Because the whole thing was like, yeah, we can put him in your class, and he was a student. So, but the thing, projectionist was saying, how come she getting kind of away with it in a sense? Because she has, nobody feels that it's creepy that she slept with him. If it was the other way around, like if Z did it to another, his student,
mm-hmm.
then people would be all over Z. You know, I got your back. Man. Don't worry about that.
Hey. 2 scumbags in a pod, man. There you go. Scumbags have each other's backs.
Because the thing is, in the trailer, if you saw the trailer, she kind of gets away with it because she's like, oh, I had a moment of weakness,
Right, moment of weakness, okay.
you can, you know, so since she said that, it made it okay. And then, since he became crazy, that really made it okay. Because she's a victim because she slept with this crazy 17-year-old. So.
Yeah, I think people are just not shocked about it because this happens like every other fucking week.
Right.
Always some hot teacher fucking some young student.
Yep.
Always.
Getting out on bail and everything. Nice. Nice. Don't worry, Z. I can't wait to see Z movie. His Lolita film. Oh, no. That's
damn it.
Hey, it was a good film, so you probably can do something just as good. You know, he got some good source material.
Yeah, good source material for 9 Living Dead, too. So that turned out, yeah.
Oh, did he? Yeah. He need more underage.
How you fucking with Z, man?
Okay, I'm sorry, Z.
Jeez.
You know what they say, Z, that they hate us because they ain't us. So.
Yeah, they're surely not.
But yes, people, just go ahead and listen to the Projectionist podcast.
Projectionist podcast. All right. Sounds good.
Another story I got. Speaking of knives.
Mm-hmm. And young women.
they're older now.
She's still young. Well, yeah, she's of age, so yeah, she has that going for her.
So, ill. Ill. Jamie Lee Spears, Britney Spears' sister.
Yes.
Went into a pita restaurant and stopped the fight. There was a brawl between these people. I don't know, but nobody knows what they're fighting about. And she goes in there, goes behind the counter, and grabs a big, giant butcher knife and starts swinging it at the fighter, saying, like, I will cut you if you guys don't stop. Mm-hmm. And they did. She broke up the fight.
Damn, handling justice, man. That's pretty badass, not going to lie.
She just got to set a good example for her kid.
Right. Second example for her sister. Her sister never did anything like this.
Pull a knife on somebody?
Yeah. Well, for a good point, at least.
She put an umbrella on somebody, so that kind of close.
Well, yeah, I guess. I guess you can want to count that. Sure.
Yeah, so she definitely broke up the bra.
Yeah, so... I'm reading the story right now. So was this a lesbian couple, correct?
A lesbian couple? Yeah.
Can I say somebody pulls her girlfriend out the fight? Did she swing both ways? Or was it... I don't know the whole...
Okay, I'm on Jezebel now.
Okay.
All right. So on Jezebel, it says, surveillance video from the PETA pit... in Hamilton, Louisiana. So, it's not even California. This is in Louisiana. So, okay. No, this is normal. This is everyday then. It shows that Jamie Lee Spears, the younger sister of Britney Spears, breaking up a large fight by dragging her friend to safety.
Just her friend. Okay.
Yeah. Going behind the sandwich counter and pulling a knife and waving it at the brawlers. All done with calm and confidence.
Anybody that comes, you can get with a fucking knife in your hand. Sure.
It's a wild scene. She pulls her girlfriend out of it, and this is via TMZ. They say that she pulls her girlfriend, and it could mean girlfriend,
yeah,
you know,
okay.
Girls. pulls her girlfriend off the scrummage. Then, when the dude keeps going at it, Jamie Lee, the mother of a 6-year-old, she darts behind the counter, grabs the knife, and waves it around. While she never cut anyone, she threatened them enough to break up the fight. Mm. So, there you go. She's serving justice.
Damn.
The fight, I have no idea why, but there you go. Okay. And I did like this. Oh, I liked this little story, too. I wanted to read this story underneath. It was about Margaret Cho. You know who Margaret Cho is?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, Margaret Cho is a comedian. Mm-hmm. And she's part Korean. You know, she part good part and bad part Korean. Depending how her jokes are. So.
Fair enough.
When she was at the Golden Globes, and I'll read the article, Ms. Cho has responded to criticism and accusations of racism regarding her mocking of North Korea at the Golden Globes.
Mm-hmm.
She responds, I'm a mixed North/South Korean descent. You imprison, starve, and brainwash my people, and you get made fun of by me, she tweeted. Later, talking to BuzzFeed, she keep revisiting the topic, saying, I'm of North Korean descent, and I do an impersonation of my family and my work all the time. And this is another example of that. I am from this culture. I am from the tribe. Mm-hmm. And so I'm able to commit a comment on it. I can do whatever I want to when it comes to Koreans. North Korean, South Korean. I'm not playing the race card. I'm playing the rice card. I'm the only person in the world probably that can make these jokes and not be placed in a labor camp. I love it, man. I love, you know, I know the French fought back with the satire. I love when people do satire. We need satire in the world.
Yeah.
Nothing. In my eyes, nothing is sacred.
Yeah, I mean, and I don't think what she did was in poor taste or anything.
No.
So, I mean, I'm all for that. Like, we mentioned, what were we talking about? Was it me and people, or was it you and I? We were talking about the, that's what it was. Fuck, what movie was that? Many Went to Die in the West.
Yeah.
And how they had, like, those racial jokes, and they're just in poor fucking taste. They weren't clever at all.
Right.
Well, what she was doing, I thought, yeah, I had no problem with that. So I was like.
And even if a joke is in poor taste, you know, it's not going to be warranting for me to kill anybody over.
No, not at all.
You know, this goes out to you out there, the people in France shooting artists, drawing Muhammads and all that stuff. I'm sorry, Cody. I know you Muslim.
I'm Muslim. What the fuck did this happen? When did I convert?
I don't know, man. That's why this podcast been a bomb. So I don't know.
I lot this past Sunday, Jesus.
Yeah, you did. But yeah, like, you know, people. And then even if she wasn't Korean, she could have been Chinese or Mexican, and she wanted to make a joke about the South Korea, or you know, or Kim Jong Un or anything. Mm-hmm. Let her do it. Well, you know what leads these people where they can't be made fun of.
Right.
Make fun of everybody. Every fucking body. I get made fun of. You get made fun of. People don't get made fun of. Everybody get made fun of. Nothing is sacred.
Nothing.
You know? Especially if you're in power. If you're in power, you definitely need to get made fun of.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. Especially.
Yeah. So I salute you, Cho.
Yes.
Whichever, and it seems like a good side or your bad side, whichever side you got. I'm on board with you.
There you go.
Damn, wow. I'll eat your rice card.
Jesus Christ. Oh, I was going to point out the fact I'm just shocked you're on board with somebody who's not white and or blonde. So, cool, man. Progression. I like that, CJ.
I got friends of all type colors.
Okay.
I have a rainbow of friends if you go to my friends.
Okay, friends.
I do.
As opposed to acquaintances. All right. Okay, CJ. All right.
I even got a Korean friend, a dear friend to me. She's Korean. I think she's South Korean or North. Which one's a bad Korean?
North.
Okay, there we go. Yeah, she's South Korean. So I'm pretty sure her mom was like a prostitute that gave her up and got adopted.
Wow.
I told her this. She already knows. Cause she's one of those. My friend Kat.
Wow.
My friend Kat. She's like a dude. So we used to get crack jokes on each other all the time. So, I only say her mom was a prostitute because she had big breasts. And I don't know how many Koreans you've seen with big and more breasts. So,
I don't pay too much attention to breast size of Koreans.
I'm just saying.
But
I had to put it together like.
Oh, keep that.
Like, why she got put up? Why did she get put up for adoption? Because she probably her mom was a prostitute and needed to give her a baby. So.
Okay, well, I guess that's one conclusion to come to.
Yeah.
That's probably not a conclusion for you. That's for damn sure.
I think I'm right. I think I'm right.
Yeah, that's scumbag logic. Yep.
Scumbag. Oh, well, you got a final story?
Yeah, I have a final story. Before I get into that story, man, how's Pamela doing? How is she doing? She's good?
Yeah.
All right, making sure, man. Making sure.
I'm looking at it right now.
All right. Okay. Make sure you keep her nice and cozy.
There you go.
Make sure you keep her nice and cozy so she
treats I'm not going to talk that way. That's my mother's name. Sorry.
Awesome. Yeah. Oh.
I'm like, let's just slow down. Let's slow down.
I had no idea. Anyway.
All right. Incest, a game that the whole family can play.
Yeah, CJ, as I was asking you before, man, reboots, man. I know you're a fan of those reboots, man. I know you love them.
That cartoon show that came on ABC?
Not that reboot, but yes. Oh. Include that, whatever, sure. No, man, the term reboot to bring something back from the old days.
Okay.
Yes. There have been some successes. There's been some failures. I think we all can safely say that Batman Begins was one of the biggest successes by far.
Yes.
I guess one of the biggest failures would be, shit, well,
what was it? RoboCop.
RoboCop, okay. I mean, y'all even hate RoboCop. That's the thing.
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man, there you go. Amazing Spider-Man.
Definitely Amazing Spider-Man 1 and 2.
Yeah, so yeah, like you say, you get some good ones. Batman Begins, you get some in the middle. RoboCop, well, some people hate RoboCop. I didn't hate RoboCop. You get some terrible ones. Amazing Spider-Man. So who knows, man? Who knows? This new one coming up I'm about to talk about, obviously, can go either way. CJ, I know you're a big 80s fanboy, man, like your boy Wayne. I know you are.
Well, I'm more of a 90s guy.
More 90s guy?
Yeah, Wayne definitely is the 80s asshole.
So you know all the old school movie action movies with the synthesizer music and all that?
You know what? The funny thing is, I have a friend, like, I complete the circle because I'm the 90s guy. Mm-hmm. Wayne's the 80s guy, and I got another friend who's special just like Wayne, mm-hmm. and he's the 70s guy. You know?
Oh, okay. Right on.
Yeah. I guess we all got some kind of like mental defect in our brain that makes us love those time periods that we never really really. Well, I lived through the '90s, so I can kind of claim it. I'm conscious.
True.
But go ahead.
Yeah. So yeah, man. So they're rebooting Escape from New York. Finally.
Oh, we ain't gonna love this.
Yeah, there's been talks in the past about them trying to reboot this multiple times. I remember. It was like 5-6 years ago or something. Yeah. I forgot who it was trying to reboot it. I forgot who it was. But I remember they had Gerard Butler attached to the role of St. Plissken. And I was like, maybe. I don't know. Maybe. Whatever. I'm not too big on Gerard Butler. But that guy can. That's been canned for many years now. So the rights have been sold to good old Fox. And
uh-oh.
Yes. Fox is an interesting company. They've had some good properties. They have some terrible, terrible, horrible fucking properties. So, yeah, this can go either way, my friend. Either way. The cool part about this, or maybe this is not even a big deal at all, John Carpenter, the director of the original film, he's actually part of this project. Not in a directorial stance, unfortunately, but he's actually an executive producer on it. So, I don't know. Sometimes that title doesn't mean shit at the end of the day. Or who knows? Maybe he will have some input. I really hope he does. Really hope he does. I think Escape from New York is a pretty badass film, and I liked the movie a lot. So,
you know, I never saw Escape from New York.
Really?
The only one I was able to see was Escape from L.A.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That's like the only reference I have about Snake Plissken, really? Character. Like, I know the scene that where he was playing basketball to keep the poison. You know, he had to hurry up and
God damn.
Yeah, Escape from L.A. So, like, that's the highest claim to fame that I know about the Escape franchise. Did John Carpenter did he direct Escape from L.A.?
No.
Yes, he did.
Did he?
Yes, he did. Yeah.
Oh, fuck me, dude. Really?
It says John Carpenter.
Oh, God, yeah, I'm looking right now. Oh, Jesus. Ugh.
That's your boy.
Damn, I was just giving so much credit to him. Fuck. Well, there goes my excitement. damn.
Yeah, so, you know, so that was that's my first movie. I never saw the original Escape from New York. I didn't even know it was really a continuation. You know, I was a kid.
Right.
So my mom rented it from Blockbuster, and I saw it. And then I've seen all the people make reference to it.
Yeah.
And the reason why I was able to keep up with the reference, because all it was just a copy, according to other people. It's a bad copy of the original.
Horrible copy.
But I thought it was kind of funny. You're one of those bad movies, so bad it's funny.
Yeah, I guess you can classify it as that. That was some straight bullshit, but yeah. If you got some laughs out of it, I'm happy for you. Shit, because I sure as hell didn't. So, So I don't know, man. I'm just trying to figure out what their take is going to be on this exactly. Like, are they going to, like, branch out of the prison? Is going to be in, like, more so the city involved itself? Or, I don't know, but is it going to be, like, a bigger prison? I don't know.
You know what, the thing about the 90s, the 90s and the late 80s, they all thought the future were going to be like this, some kind of crazy thing where gangs took over.
Right.
It's like, how far away from the truth, like, I mean, it's bad and stuff like that, but it's not like... Like, everybody thought, like, it would be, like, punk rockers riding around on motorcycles screaming and hollering all the time.
That's right.
You know, I'm like, what the fuck kind of future you guys thought was happening back in the 80s?
Yeah, I don't know where the fuck they got that from, but...
And if you look at, like, almost every scene, too, there's always, like, some kind of fire pit. You know, there's always some type of, like, dumpster that got fire at.
You know, out of it. You're actually right. I didn't even think about that, but yeah.
I mean, I was afraid of the future, too. I'm like, God damn, I don't want to be here around these gangs and stuff. So I don't know how they're gonna do it nowadays.
Yeah, that's a good point you bring up. Yeah, the whole gang aesthetic. Like, how long in the future is this gonna take place? So, yeah.
I mean, unless he's like escaping from Afghanistan or some shit like that, you have to make it like that because our fears and our fears have changed.
Yeah, that's true. They have changed with the times. You're very right.
I mean, yeah. So. John Carpenter, I don't know what you're going to do this time. And this movie took place, like, Escape from L.A.,
mm-hmm.
It took place in the year 2013.
Right. So, yeah, and when that came out, that was,
96.
Yeah, 96 was, what, 14 years in the future? Or 17 years, like that? So.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And that future wasn't so accurate. I don't know, man.
Nah, not at all.
I don't know. I just hope it's not like, oh, God, I'm getting vibes from that shitty gamer movie that came out. Remember that movie, Gamer?
You know what? I like that movie as a... It was... I saw it as a satire, like as a comedy.
I don't know why I'm getting a vision in my head it's going to be something like that. I don't know why. I just get that fear. Like, oh, God, please don't be like that. Don't do that. Ugh. Yeah, man, I don't know. This could be cool. We'll see what talent we get attached to it. Because I kind of like those bottle films, like, take place in, like, one day, and it's, like, in a closed spot. Oh, I think those are kind of cool. Like, Dread and Die Hard. I dig shit like that. Even fucking Arkham City is basically Escape from New York, just in Gotham City. So, who knows, man? Who knows? Hopefully I'm voting for the best.
You're just a Californian that loves your games.
Yeah, well, hey, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. Is that a problem, CJ?
Yeah, it's a problem.
The fuck?
The gangs and everything. Come on now. The gangs are so played out. It's all about the terrorists now.
Oh, yeah.
The ISISs and stuff. That's the real fears right there.
Who knows? Maybe they'll play off of that in this movie, like you said. So we'll see, but yeah, man. I guess that's it. Guess that is it.
End of the show.
Yeah.
All right.
Cool, man. Yeah.
And I guess that Samantha bad movie scared off our people.
Apparently she did. Nobody commented.
Nobody.
Yeah. I mean,
she always been a killer.
Oh.
She's been a killer of everything, of love, of darknesses, of everything. You bring Samantha on, that's death. I do believe in her Native American spiritual powers. Whatever she gets summoned upon, she just kills it.
Yeah, people say the fuck away from this podcast last week.
they were right.
Like, man, you bringing Samantha back? I don't know about this.
She probably put a Judo curse on her. I don't know what is she? She's European or something.
You know better not.
What do you call it, Gypsy? Yeah, Samantha Gypsy. She's part Gypsy. Anyway.
She's part Gypsy. Wow.
Yeah.
The more you know.
She keeps saying she's Indian. She ain't Indian. She's Gypsy. she's a faker, you know. She's faking it. Like, she won't admit that, like, she really part Gypsy. That's the secret, everybody. All right? So let Samantha know how much of a Gypsy she truly is.
Well, there you go.
Tell her stop putting all her claims on the poor Native American people who've been through enough already. They don't want to claim her.
There you go, people. We got our own Gypsy here on MoviesFullerPodcast.com. See, that's how multicultural we are.
That is. I needed a Gypsy friend to finish my friend bingo, so.
What the fuck?
That's the only reason why I have different nationality people. So I can, like, feel happy. Like, I always wanted to grow up and, like, fulfill the Captain Planet groups of friends.
With our powers combined, we form Captain Asshole.
Yeah. Captain, look, I'm not racist because I have.
You're like, you can't accuse me of this. I got people from every race as my friend. There you go. So suck it.
Well, there you go, people. So that's been another episode of episode 57 of The Doc.
Yes, you got a flavor of all different types of news right there. You got more of a CJ's scumbag mentality. That's always nice to hear. Get a little bit more of my drunken antics. Yeah. So, yeah, people, if you like this episode and you want to get in touch with us, you can get in touch with me at Cody W on Twitter. I'm also Cody Williams on Facebook. I'm the one throwing the shield. Where can they find you, CJ?
They can find me on Facebook, Chicago John, Twitter, Lou Joe, Twitter. They can also find me on, that's about it.
There you go. So, Glorio's mother, if you're hunting CJ down, there you go.
You want, you good luck. In the words of Taken. So,
oh, yes, people, thank you for listening. That has been Darkness episode 57. And always remember, people, to get to that light at the end of the tunnel, you must first go through the darkness. Later, you beautiful bastards.
Peace, everybody.
Darkness, everybody. Darkness is spreading. Darkness, everybody. Darkness.